Yes, on the base it goes over to Samach Tesam. The Gemara has a machloikis in biology, it sounds like. Whether cotton is royal or hoilet or not. So Rav Chisda, about 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Tesam base, has a whole deal about it on the assumption that a cotton is royal or hoilet. So he says if the Ben Sora Mores father was a cotton at the time that he was born, Kodesh Shohele, ain't but on Nasa Ben Soramor. And then the other Amorim says, on the base that goes over to Samach Tesam. The Gemara has a machloikis in biology, it sounds like. Whether cotton is royal or hoilet or not. So Rav Chisda, about 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Tesam base, has a whole din about it on the assumption that a cotton is royal or hoilet. So he says, if the Ben Sora Mores father was a cotton at the time that he was born, cotton shohele ain't but on Nasa Ben Sora Mora. And then the other Amorim say, Pliga de Rabba. Rabba says, and the other Amorim say, there is no such thing. There is no. So how can you have a drosh about a cotton shohele? A cotton is ain't a royal hoyle. And to demonstrate from a pasuk that this is biologically correct, so Rabba has the pasuk in the parsha of Gezel Ager. That we went through, the kids said the din of Gezel Ager, normally if a person steals from someone else, he has to give back the Veshav Esav Zeyla Asher Gozel. If he did a Geneva, then he has to pay Kefil. If he only did a Gzela, then he only pays Karen, there's no din that he has to pay Kefil. But once in a long while, he has to pay Chomish, Karen V'Chomish. When is that? If Nishbala Sheker, let's say the other party confronts me, he says, where's the $1,000 that I lent you, or where's the $1,000 Bikodin that you were holding for me? Where's the $1,000 that I had in my pocket? You stole the money. The other fellow swears that he didn't steal the money, even though there was no Shvur Deraisa. That's what Tosis points out over here. That's of the Ferish Gemara. Tosis has on the second wide line in this gigantic Tosis, Samaches and Abeis, they have 40 different topics here. Every line is another topic. So on the first wide line, going on to the second wide line, Inami, the Kofatz Venishma. Kofatz Venishma means the Heverman swore on his own. The Bezin didn't require that he has to swear. Ashwas hadayonim heist hishbiyuhu hadayonim. That's by might of the mitzvahs, and ashwas eidechad, and ashwas hashemim. So the best administers the shvur. A person swears on his own, that's called kofetz v'nishma. So the din is that in order for a toyntain is ganav to be chayv kefil, that's in Baba Kama, in order that a toyntain is ganav, and a bikodin is chayv kefil, it has to be hishbiyuhu hadayonim. It has to be that best administered the shvur. If it's kofetz v'nishma on his own, then there's no din that the toyntain is ganav is nasol of ganav that he pays kefil and pays dal bay. But for this din, that if the ganav is nishba la sheker, that later on it's not enough, the gazlan swears la sheker. He doesn't get off with just paying the keren. He has to pay keren v'chomish and asham gzeilois. So that's a beferish gemara in Hagoizel. That Tosis doesn't tell you. That's a gemara in the end of Bava Kama, where the whole sugi is about Gezel Ager, that even Kofetz V'Nishba also has that parsha, that he has to add on the Chaimesh and he has to bring the Korban Oshem. So the din is that he only gets the Kapare when he brings the Korban Oshem. If he doesn't bring the Korban Oshem, he doesn't get the Kapare. And he can't bring the Korban Oshem before he first pays the Keren, the Chaimesh. Chaimesh, the Gemara Mishnah says, is not Miyakeh, but he has to first pay the Keren, and then he can begin to bring the Korban Hashem. Asham Gzeila. So what happens if the fellow to whom he swore falsely, the Nigzal to whom he swore falsely, what do you do if he died? So you pay the Kerem HaChaimish to the Yorish, and then you bring the Asham Gzeila. And what happens, mainly, Ish Goyel, he doesn't have a Yorish Lahashiv Ha'asham Eilov, he doesn't have any Yorish to give the Kerem HaChaimish to. So the din is you give the Kerem HaChaimish to the Kohanim, and then you're able to bring the Asham Gzeila. So the pasuk says, "Im ein leish goyel, ein." The Gemara darshins at the beginning of the kiddushin, ayin olav. You should look into it. See if he has a yorish. Sometimes he has a yorish who's a mamzer. Sometimes he has a yorish not from marriage, out of the marriage. You have to look into it. Maybe he has a grandchild. Maybe the children all died. Maybe there's a grandchild. Ayin olav. Look into it to see if there's a yorish. So the Gemara has a drush on top of a drush. When you say, "Ein leish ayin olav," that's only if he's an ish who's a gadol already, so he's roi l'hoilet. But if he's a cotton, if the one from whom I stole was a cotton, and I swore to him, that's what Tosis says. What do you mean? He was a cotton and he brought me to a dentira. The 10-year-old kid brought me to a din Torah, and Bezin made me swear because of his taina. How can they make me swear? So Tosfos finally answers, Kofetz v'nish was also chayv kerem achoy mishanoshim. The halacha of hishbiu hadayonim, that if it's a tainus katan, nishbayim a tainus katan, that would be relevant for toin tainus ganav. In order to be chayv kefa, toin tainus ganav, nasolo ganav, so that has to be hishbiu hadayonim. That's the Gemara. But for this din of asham gzeilus, kerem achoy mishanoshim, for this even kofetz v'nishba is also chayv. So again, so the pasuk says, I stole $1,000 from a little kid, and he's not even bar mitzvah. And then he asks me, where's the $1,000? And I swear to the kid on my own, I volunteer. It can't be any shvuos hadayon. I volunteer on my own a shvuot that I don't owe him a penny. And then the little child dies, and it happens that this, and the little child who dies, he has relatives, he has a father, he has brothers, he has sisters, he has nephews, cousins. He says, not shaychem, ein l'chodem yisol she'ein l'goylim. Asked about yoresh, and the answer is, no, he's a ger kotten she'ein lo yoreshim. A ger kotten is kotten she'ein lo domi. A Gershon has got cotton shenol dam, not related to a soul in the world, unless he has children. Unless, even if he gets married, the wife doesn't get the Yerusha. The husband is Yerush the wife, either at Dinder Ais or Dinder Rabbanan, but there's no halacha that the wife Yerushin's the husband, even if there's no other Yerush in the world. A Ger marries, and he has no children, and he dies. So the wife just gets the Ksuba, that's all. She doesn't get the rest of the Yerusha. The rest of the Yerusha becomes Hefka. Even though there's no other soul in the world left to Yarshin, and the wife still doesn't get the Yerusha. So the Pasuk says, when do you say, Ein loy ayin olav, that you have to check into it to see if he has children, grandchildren, a child from any, a mamza, a child out of marriage, in the marriage, whatever, that's only if he's a ish, if he's already bar mitzvah, but if the ger was a katan from whom I stole, the ger from whom I stole was a ger katan, so then there's no ayin olav because he's ein amoylut, so there's nothing to clear it up. That's how Rabbi interprets the pshat in the pasuk. Okay, so that's what Rabbi saw from that pasuk, that a katan is ein aroy l'holim. So this Tosfos has several topics, and quite a few topics that they discuss. So the one topic that they start from the beginning, Bariches, how is it possible that the katan has any possessions? How does he have any assets? The Gemara, there's a Mishnah, a series of Mishnahs in the middle of Gittin, two prokim, that list off all the takonis b'pnei tikkun ha'olam. The Mishnah first starts in the beginning of Hashaleach. Gittin starts over the Hilchos Gittin, by getting divorced. And then the beginning of Hashaleach has a takonah derabbanim b'pnei tikkun ha'olam, that the husband who sent a shliach to give the get to his wife is not allowed to be mevatel to get shaloi b'pnei Hashaleach. He's going to send a shliach, and then the shliach is traveling to California to go deliver the get, and then the husband is going to make a declaration in New York, he's mevatel the get, the shliach shouldn't give it, but the shliach doesn't know that he's not supposed to, he doesn't call up the shliach to tell him not to give it, just mevatel the get over here. So the shliach is not going to know, he's going to give the get to the wife is not going to know, she's going to go remarry, she's going to have mom there, it's going to be a problem. So there's a takonim of neitikin oilim, you're not allowed to be mevatel the get, shalot b'fnei shliach, and what's the din b'dieved if you did do it. So there's a whole discussion in Tanaim. And then the Mishnah quotes a series of takonas, takon after takon, b'pnei tikkun olam. The Mishnah has a takon of Pruzbul. It has nothing to do with the Gittin. Pruzbul is over there. And other takonas in Hanizokin, and in the So one of the many takonas is Mitzias Kotten, is Gezel m'pnei Darki Sholem. If a little kid before Bar Mitzvah Kotten Ketan is walking in the street and they pick up a Dovishol Hefker, so you're not allowed to take it away from them because of Darki Sholem. A series of Mishnayis, one takon after the other, takon mipnei tikkun olam. So this is also mipnei Darki Sholem, but you see from the Mishnah that it's only mid the Rabbanon, on the level of their Isa, the kid is a cotton. Cotton means that the day before Bar Mitzvah. Tomorrow night he's going to be Bar Mitzvah. Tzeis HaKachavim tomorrow night. So the day before, when he's davening Mincha, an hour before it becomes Bar Mitzvah, he's al pidin considered a lot Bar Das. And he picks up a mitzvah, he's not koinah min atar, because in order to be zeicher, in order to be koinah, you have to have das kinyan. And the katan al pidin is considered a lot by das. He has seichel, he has chochmah, he has bina, he has everything. But das for kinyanim, he doesn't have. And Allah says that you need das. So that's Tosfos kasha. How is it possible that you have a ger katan who owns assets? How can he have any assets? So usually, how do you have a katan that has any assets? His father died, he got Yerusha. But over here, if the kid is a ger katan, how can it be? His father is a goy, we don't know. So the doesn't make a difference. Father's the goyte ayid, it doesn't matter. But if he's a ger katan, so he can't yarish him from the father. So he can't yarish him from the father. Unless he'll say, Tosfos says in the middle, unless he say like this, they were all nachrin, a goyisha family, nice non-Jewish family, and then the father died, and the son got the Yerusha, and then the rich little kid, the nachri, decides he wants to convert. So they are megayir him after he got the Yerusha from the father. So what do you say? Gershon has got cut in Chanel Adam, so he loses all of his ownership. No, he was a millionaire. When the father dies, the father's a millionaire. So he comes into this millions, all the riches. And then if he's in his guy later on, so he maintains the ownership of his possessions, all the money in the bank account is still his. The father died when he was a goy, and he was a goy, and he got the Yerusha. And afterwards, he was in his guy. So that's one of the answers that Tosfos
gives. The father can be megayir, he could have followed.
Okay, so the Gemara says, you can have charata later. That's the Gemara in Ksubas, that a ger katan, how is it possible, that's the other question that Tosfos deals with, how is it possible to have a ger katan? So they quote, the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Yud Aleph says, ger katan ad bilu moso ad az bez, and based on the principle of zoch al yodim, shloi b'fono. They're going to discuss that also. But here, the first kasha that they discuss, in the order that they presented in Tosfos, maybe they should have asked that question first. How is it gemolt, a ger katan ad derais? But the first question that they present in the Tosfos is, you're quoting a pasuk from Chumash, and you tell me that this is a drasha d'araisa. This is not stam an asmachta. Tell me a drasha d'araisa. That what is the pasuk telling me? That a ger shemeis ve'ein lo yorshim, I and all of, check into it. Maybe he does have a hidden yorsh. Maybe he has a grandchild, great-grandchild, you never know. Maybe he has a hidden child that you're not aware of. But that's only if he's a ger gadol, if he's a ger katan. And I stole from the Gezla Ger, I stole from the Ger Katan. There's no Ayin Olav, because he can't have any children. So Tosfos asked the first question, how can the Ger Katan have any possessions? True, there is a Din Mid Rabbanim. The Metzias Katan is Kain Mid Rabbanim if they got Dark Hashalom. But we're trying to work on the level of their eyes. The Rabbi has a Pasuk, not an Asmach, a real Drosha Gemura, that a Ger Katan can have assets, he can possess money that I steal from him. And I'm going to give it back on the level of the rice he has assets. How is that possible? So Tosfos says, he yarshin from the father, the goy. And he was misguided afterwards. That's an easy answer. Or, Tosfos has other answers. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi here. And they have the narrow lines and the wide lines and the very wide lines. And in the wide lines, not in the very wide lines, in the wide lines, there's a line that says Bob Mitzia Daf Ayin Aleph in parentheses. So two lines before that, three lines before, they quote the Ktsas Mashma the Yerushalmi Perek Chalon. That's a Perek in Arabic. It would appear in the Yerushalmi that a Katan Mitzias Katan is only Gezel Mipnei Darkei Sholem because a Katan Al Pidin is a La Badas. No, it means that the kid is 4 years old, 5 years old, and he picks up a mitzvah in the street and he doesn't understand the concept of ownership. So that's, but you understand this is mine and this is mine, everything he grabs, this is mine, not going to let anybody take anything. So that's Darkei Sholem. If you're going to take it away from the little 4-year-old kid, you're going to make a whole world war. He's going to tell his father, the father's going to punch you in the face, you're going to punch him, everybody's going to be fighting with each other, it's going to be a problem of Darkei Sholem. But if he's an intelligent child, the day before Bar Mitzvah, or a few years before Bar Mitzvah, he understands what ownership is. It's Hefka means it's on a list. Everybody goes to the yeshiva. The Dovashal Hefka is sitting in the street. If you pick it up, you make a kinyan, and you acquire ownership. If he understands an inyan, then Yerushalmi says that it's kaina de avedim in atayr. That there's no halacha that you need das kaina. There is halacha when you give a matana to somebody else, and when you sell property to somebody else, there's a requirement for das makna. But Yerushalmi denies that there's ever any need for das kinyan. You never need das kinyan. You just have to have kavanas kinyan. So a katan who picks up a metziah that the Mishnah says in Gittin, that's only gezel mipnei darkei sholem, that's over here, earlier in the Tosfos, where it says sham dach nun tesam and beis. That's around the 20th line in the Tosfos, in the beginning of the Tosfos. It says in parentheses, sham dach nun tesam and beis, that's in Gittin, where it says, Mitzias Kherishot to the Katam Yeshma Gezm of Neidakishol Mavama Deraisa Loi. If Deraisa the Katam picks up the Aveda, he's not Kaina. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi in Chalon, in Erevin, that Yerushalmi says that depends how old the child is. If he's a 10-year-old child, 12 and a half years old, he understands what it means. Yes, and then the kid is Kaina Menatar. There's no need for, there's no halacha that you need Das Kaina Bechlam. There's just a need for das makna, to give away from your ownership. But to acquire ownership, tsunem and ownership, there's no need for das koine. And the Mishnah Gittin that says a metzias katan is only gezel midi rabbanon, because when he's he's a little baby, he doesn't understand what it means ownership, and he's making a kingdom, and he's acquiring ownership. And that's how the Shach holds. The Shach passing a long Shach in the Chayoshim Mishpat, and he disagrees with all the Rishonim. He says he doesn't see where did the Bavli HaTosis make all machlek, is the Bavli and Yishalmi. Where did the Bavli disagree with the Yishalmi? Yishalmi makes a statement that Metzias Kotten is Ben HaTorah, if he has enough Seichel to understand. So he denies that there's any Bavli that says Faket, and he said that Tosis invented everything from thin air. The rest of the Tosis is from thin air, there's no mocker at all. But then Yeshua and Bav Metzi explains where the Bavli says it. He says it does say it in the Bavli, the Feirish. And that's why all the Rishonim felt he passed like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. The Riff in the end of Erevin has such a claw. Whenever there's a machlok, is the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, the last Riff in Erevin. He says we assume that the Chachmei HaBavli, the Yerushalmi, was composed by the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim. So his Talmidim, the second generation, third generation of Amoraim. So they already composed the Talmud Yerushalmi. Talmud Bavli was composed many generations later. Rabbi Rabashi was way later. So the Riff writes, he assumes historically, there's a question whether this historical assumption is accurate, but that's what he writes, that the Chachmei HaBavli, who edited the Bavli, Rabbi Ravashi, and their editorial staff, that they were familiar with everything that is said in the Yerushalmi, if they took a stand not so, say Hilchos HaKibasroi, we assume that they took everything into consideration, they decided that it's not correct. The Riff has at the end of Erevin by the Yerushalmi there, the Gemara is talking about the Mashmiya Kol on Shabbos, this Gzer Midirabbanan, that you're not allowed to play musical instruments, Gzer Yishem Yisakim Klei Shir. So in Shulchan Aruch, where even Machmed, the Ramah is Machmed, not everybody holds like the Ramah. The Ramah is Machmed, you're not allowed to use a knocker. Let's say there's a metal knocker on the door, so the Ramah says you're not allowed to use a knocker. The Tiferes Yisrael writes on Mishnah is that in Germany, many communities, they were Mekal on it. They did use a knocker, they didn't hold like that Ramah. A lot of times the Yekkes claim they have old traditions that precede the days of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's what they always claim. So that's what the Pharisee writes like that, that they had a tradition against the Ramah, Shana, all the traditions. So the Riff in the end of Erevin quotes a Yerushalmi that once one of the Chachamim was locked out of his own house on Friday night. And he came home and he started screaming, let me in, I'm outside. And they didn't hear and he didn't want to knock on the door with his hand, he didn't want to knock like this. Because of Mashmiya Kol, not only didn't he want to use the knocker, didn't want to knock with his own hand. It's not even a Kli HaMiyuchad LeHashmoas Kol. So the Bavli seems to hold not. So the Bavli at the end of Erevin is talking there about Mashmiya Kol, says it's only us if it's a Kli Shir, if it has musical music to it. But it doesn't have any music, it's not Miyuchad LeHashmoas Kol, just to knock on the door like this. So the Bavli says Mutta. So in that machloek is the Bavli and Yerushalmi. So the Riff says the din is like the Bavli, because whenever you have a contradiction between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, we assume Hilchus of Kibasra, and the Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that it said in Yerushalmi, and that's what they passed. So that's the Tei Yeshua in the first parak in Bav Metzia, Daf Yud Aleph. He says, no, the Bavli is beferish against the Yerushalmi. He shows all the Gemaras that the Shach should not have made such a... The Shach says there's no Gemara that contradicts the Yerushalmi, so why not adopt the Yerushalmi? So Yeshua points out where he shows where the Bavli HaTosis got it from. It's the Beferish in the Gemara, that not only is there a need for Das Makne, when you want to give over ownership, you want to give a Matoni, you want to make a Mecher, so you have to be a Bardas. If I'm a Cherish, I have to be cut on Bala Bardas, you can't be Makne Min HaTorah. There is a need Min HaTorah for Das Kaina. And Metzias HaKotam, the day before his Bar Mitzvah, is only Midi Rabbanon, even though he has Seichel, and Kavana and Rotzen, and he wants to, and he understands what it's all about. Kavana's Kenyan, Al Pidini, he's a lot by Das, so he's not Kainim and Atar, it's only Midi Rabbani. So that's why Tosis had this problem. How does the Kotan have assets? So one answer was the Yerushalmi, yeah, but the Bavli does not like the Yerushalmi. One answer was that the father died, Biyosa Nachri, and then he converted afterwards. Okay, that's one suggestion. And then Tosis has another Einfall. The little kid was shoveling snow. He was, let's say, washing cars or whatever, and the people agreed to pay him a salary. If you shovel the snow, we'll give you a dollar. So the kid shovels the snow, and they owe him a dollar. They agree. So when they give the money to the cotton, Taisa says, a chiddush, he's kaina min ha-teira. Why is that so? Why is he koyin min haTorah in such a case? It's still the same problem. Tosis says, Yod Mashkachas Lo. Take a look where it says in the Tosis, Bamitzia Daf Ayin Aleph, in parentheses. So the line after that, they say, two lines after that. Vod Mashkachas Lo, another Hechitim, so how is it Gemol? Sheesh Lamama Lekotim Kon, Sheyarash Esavid, Koidim Shen is Gaya. The father was an Ochri, the father was a millionaire, he died, and the kid Yarshin, and then later on he was Nizgaya. The kid would be Nizgaya before the father dies. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that the cotton does not yarshin the father, the ger, reina yorsh esaviv, if the father's a guy, it doesn't yarshin. But they suggest the child was nizgair afterward. Then they say, and they quote the Gemara in Kiddushin that there is an institution of Yerusha by Nochrin. As it says, Perakam in the Kiddushin of Yutches, of Gchom yorsh esaviv, the Vatar, Shinemar, Pasik and Chumish, Kirusha liyesim, and Satis Haseh. Then they say, Inami, another suggestion. How is it gemolt? How is it possible that you have a ger, a cotton? Forget about Ger. How is it possible that you have a katan who has assets? A normal katan yarshin from the father. But how can you have a Ger katan who has assets? Where did he get us? Inami b'maisi yodav. The malachto is chartocho shalom midaraisa. What's the answer? The neighbor agreed that if you shovel the snow, if you wash my car, I'll pay you a dollar. So he shovel the snow and he gives him a dollar. So then he's kind of says, so why did Tosis understand that the kid is kind of there? The same question. But the kid is a lot by das, so how is he coining the money that the neighbor gives him? Why do they think that that solves the problem? Schiris Pailim, if it's Schiris Pailim, then he's coining an atur. Why is that? So the Pashtas Tesis means to say the following, there is a Rashbo in Gittin. There is a Rashbo in Gittin. The Gemara has a discussion in Gittin about the Nesina Bal Korcha, where the Shmona Sina, Olav Shmona Sina. What's the din? What's the case? So the Gemara has a case like this. The husband gave a get to his wife on the condition, Al Marashe Titni Li Masayim Zuz. I raise a gittich, and he says, on the condition that you give me $200. And then later on, when the wife gets the $200, she wants to give him the money in order to fulfill the tenai that the get should take effect. So the husband says, I don't want the get to take effect, I changed my mind, I want to remain married with you, and I refuse to accept the $200, so do me something. So there's no way for her to fulfill the tanai. The tanai, she has to give him the $200, he refuses to take the money. So she says, I've had it with you, I don't want to be married with you, and here's the money, whether you like it or not. So she makes a nesina bal korcha to do the kiyama tanai. So the Gemara has a suffix when the nesina bal korcha shmo nesina, is that called, amanosh etit nili masayim zuz, is that a kiyama tanai? But he's saying no, Nesina Bakar Chalav Shmonesi. That's the Gemara Sof. So the Rashbo asks, what do you mean? We know the Rikim. Let's say the husband gives his wife a get. It says, Chumish Benosam Beyodah, if he gives a get. What's the din if the husband gives the get Bab Karcha of the wife? That's a miserable thing to do. And Rabbi Negeshim gives him a curse, he should drop that. Give it. Megarish Bab Karcha is a chem, the Rabbi Negeshim. Chem is nichnasin, a curse that's nichnasin to Ramachi Varm, that the person should die. But the get is still good. If you give a get, Bal Korcha, it's still good. And sometimes we say, if you give a matana, well, let's say, I give you a matana, Bal Korcha, and you say you don't want it. So the Gemara says, you're not kind of the matana, Bal Korcha. So what's the rule over here? What the Gemara all of a sudden asks the Shaila. Sometimes it is good, sometimes no good. What's the discussion over here? So there's a long Rashba, it goes through all the cases in the whole world. When we know for sure the Sina Bal Korcha is good, when the Sina Bal Korcha is no good, and how come the Gemara had a topic on this case of the Kiyam Matanai, and not a case? The Gemara puts together a din, they can repay the Bati Ori Chaima by giving back the money within the first year. So if you give the money, Bal Korcha, so that's Daima B'daima to this case of the Kiyama Tanai. Well, how do the Gemara Medam and Milsim and Milsim? How do they know that in these two cases it's an Ibaya, a Shaila, and in this case by Matona for sure Nesina Bal Korcha, Lav Shma Nesina, by the Get Nesina Bal Korcha, Ishma Nesina? When is it for sure good, when is it for sure no good, and when are we Mesut? So the Rashba covers all the cases. So the Rajman, in the middle of this long discussion there, at the end of Gittin, Samach Hey, or Samach Dalad, or Samach Hey, so the Rajman says, what if I owe you money? You lent me $1,000 and I owe you money. And I come and I give Piro and Bal Korcha. I want to make a Piro and a payment of the debt. And I want to give you the money, and you refuse to accept the money. For example, let's say, it was $5,000, and I give you $5,000 in cash. And you're running to go to a wedding. Let's say, let's say, if you let me in the muddy middle of Borough Park, I'm walking my mishtame, a little of flatbush, let's say, I'm walking mishtame, then we're riding together in a car, and the car breaks down in the middle of, Harlem, let's say, in the middle of a dangerous area. The car breaks down, and I'm afraid that the ganovim are going to come, they're going to empty out my pockets. I say, oh, I owe you $5,000, here's the money in kish, and it's all paid off. So the Gemara says, Nein Baba Kama, that's not called a piroch. I have to pay back the money in the same safe conditions that he gave it to me. If I give him in conditions that are not as secure, that's by definition, that's not called a piroch. Sure. So let's say it's not such a case. Let's say I give it to him in uncomfortable circumstances. Let's say he's late for a wedding. He's late for davening in the morning. He's late for mincha, whatever. And I give him the $5,000 in cash. He doesn't want to walk around with so much money. So he would really, if it would be normal conditions, he would take the money straight to the bank. But right now he's late for a wedding. So he doesn't have time now to go to the bank and then go. He's already an hour late for the wedding. So he says, please give me the money some other time. I don't want to accept it now. And the other one says, and the lawyer says, no, here's the money and it's safe conditions. Here's the money. Here's your $5,000 in cash. So the Rashba quotes a Gemara in Bar Metzia, where he derives from that Gemara the klal, quotes the Rishonim have this klal. This is the way it's accepted in Shulchan Aruch, that Piron Bal Korcha Shmei Piron, that it is called the Piron, even though the other fellow is not happy about it. But let's say I borrowed $5,000 from you and I pay you back in sacks of pennies. Maybe a thousand sacks of pennies, 20,000 sacks of pennies, whatever it is. Or I pay you a penny at a time. The Gemara has a lashon pari, zuza, zuza. I pay you a penny at a time. So it's very not nice on my part. But the Gemara says that still, it's a good piron, shmei piron. So you see, so the Rashba quotes the Rishonim, but the loiva doesn't agree to this. The loiva is screaming, that's not fair, that's not nice. And the Malva says, sorry, that's the way I want to pay back. So he's never going to lend him any money again. Okay, he learned his lesson already. But the Gemara says, Shmei Piron, it's a good Piron. So the Rashba says, you see from that Gemara, that Piron Bal Korcha Shmei Piron. Aye, but the Loiva wasn't kind of the money. The Malva was not kind of the money. I gave him back the money. He's screaming, I don't want the money. He puts it on the table. I say, I don't accept it. So the Halacha says that it is a Piron. But I said, I don't accept it. So you can't force the money down my throat. I'm not kind of Bal Korcha. So he says, no, but it's still a Piron. Because the definition of piron is when you make the money accessible to the malva, when the money is made accessible, I put it on the table, and he says, please come tomorrow and give it to me. I says, no, I want to give you the money today. He puts the $5,000 in an envelope right in front of me, and I have the ability to take it. So the din is, that's called a piron. But I'm not kind of, because the Rashba says there's never any kinya bal korch. If I would not be so obstinate, if I wouldn't be so stubborn, and I would agree, okay, I would say, put it on the table, and I accept it. So then the Rashba says the Malva would be kind of the $5,000 without ever having to pick it up. He doesn't have to make a hakbor. It's a piroin because he made it, the Loiva made it accessible to the Malva, and by virtue of the fact that this $5,000 serves as a piroin of the Chayv, that itself causes the Malva to be kind of without any need from my Sikinyan. When you made a piroin, that itself constitutes a Kinyan. There's no need for a Maisi Kinyan. Except that if it's Bal Korchi, so I'm not kind of, the Malva is not kind of Bal Korchi. So he says, I don't want to be kind of, it's not kind of, but the Choyb is Parua. And if the Malva does agree to this form of payment, put it on the table and I'll pick it up later, so the Malva is kind of the money by virtue of the fact that this served as a Piron. So that's what the Taisus says also over here. That's what the Taisus is saying. That's what all the Rishonim say on that Gemara. No one disagrees. So that's what Taisus says here. If I agree to pay the child before Bar Mitzvah, I agreed to pay him a dollar if he shovels the snow, he washes my car, he washes the windows, whatever. Then he does the work. So I'm Bar Mitzvah, so I'm a gadol, so I obligated myself to pay him, so I'm going to pay Schiris Payolim. So then when it comes time to pay, so I pay him the dollar, so I did a Maisa Piroin. So true, the Maisa Kinyon of the cotton is not valid, because the cotton is a lot bardas, he can't make any Kinyonim at all, but since I was Mukhif to give it to him, and I made it accessible to him, so the cotton is kind of without any need for a Maisa Kinyan. That's a famous Ktzais, has like that in Chashmish, but the Ktzais quotes Akasha from the Pichodosh. Pichodosh Rek Takasha, there is a Gemara in the end of Yevomis, where the Gemara talks about the possibility of Gemara and Sukkah, also the possibility of being Yotze Mitzvahs Nesinas Truma by giving to a Kohen cotton. If the farmer gives Truma to a Kohen cotton, is it Yotze the Mitzvah? There's a Mitzvah to be Mafesh Truma, then there's a Mitzvah to give away the Truma to the Kohen. So if the katan is a little baby, he doesn't know how to be nizah b'tumah b'tara, and he may become tameh, and then he's going to eat the truma. So you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be chayav truma b'goyrin. You're not allowed to give the truma in the barn to the kid who's, if he's going to be mitar, he may be not be nizah and tumah b'tara. But let's say the kohen katan, a little kid, is already goes to yeshiva and he understands tumah b'tara and he knows how to be careful. So then the Gemara says, if he knows how to be nizer, yichol kolot truma beis agronis. That's a Gemara in Sukkot, in the end of Lulav Gozal, and a Gemara in the end of Yevamos. Randav Kufa, so Zachoshin quotes Akashach in the Pre-Chodosh, but if the cotton doesn't have any kinyonim in HaTorah, only kinyonim in the Rabbanon, so when the farmer gives him the truma, so he wasn't kind of anything, so the truma still belongs to the farmer. So how is the Yotze the mitzvah of Nesina? Doesn't Nesina require a kinyan? And where is there a kinyan? That's the kasha of the Pichadosh. So the Ktzai says that it says in Chumash, the Ktzai has like a fancy shtigl tar. The Ktzai says that it says in Chumash that the reason why we give truma to the Kohanim is because it's chiras poilim. Sachu hu lachem, chelef avadaschem the oil moed. That it's chiras poilim. We owe the money to the Kohanim because they do avodah beis hamikdash. So since it's Chivas Poelim, same as Taisa said over here, since it's Chivas Poelim, so when you pay the money that you have to pay, when you pay this Chivas Poelim, it's the Torah's Piroa. So the cotton is kaina without any need from ICT. I, the cotton, can't do Avoida. The cotton is possible before Bar Mitzvah, can't do Avoida based on Migdosh. So the Ktsoisa asked that Kasha, the cotton is possible to do Avoida. So he says, it's a light plug there, I see. Since the Kohanim are supposed to do Avodah, so even though this little kid is possible from doing Avodah, it's a lo plug deraisa that all of Truma is given as Chivas Poel. So the Nesiva says, what kind of a terrorist? So he himself wrote that it's no good. He shlugged it up himself, the Kohen Katan can't do Avodah. So what do you mean a lo plug? What kind of Chivas Poel am a lo plug? And Mizmanas and nobody's doing any Avodah. What kind of lo plug? So that's why the Nesiva doesn't like the terrorist of Exos. But if it were correct, what do you do with the pasuk? The pasuk sounds like it says it's akash. But if the facts were correct, that the giving of truma to Kohanim is not stam matnas kohanim, it's rather schiras peyolim, so it's taka good terms. That's what Taisa says. Whenever you're paying, whenever you're doing a piroin, so the money with which you accomplish the piroin is nicknet to the other party without any need for any maisikinya, just by virtue of the fact that it made it accessible to him. And made a piron, that itself accomplishes a piron. The Nesivus writes it in a different context. The Nesivus, everybody holds like this, the Rashba and the Tosfos and the Ktzos and the Nesivus, everybody writes in a different place. But everybody's masking to this klal. There is a Gemara in the first parak in Bav Metzia that says, let's say the Malva lent money to the Loiva and he never pays. 2-3 years go by, he never pays. So the Malva goes to Bezni, shows a shtar, and he says the Loiva never paid. Sure, the Bezni contacts the Loiva, he never paid. So the Bezin gives him a shtar. The Loiva doesn't have any assets. He has no money, so he can't pay. So the Bezin gives the shtar adrachto to the Malve. Shtar adrachto means a shtar tirfo. You go search out Eretz Yisrael, America, find out. Maybe he has a house in Yerushalayim. Maybe he has a factory in Tel Aviv. Maybe he has a farm in Iowa, Texas, wherever. You go search wherever he has. We don't know where. If this character, this Loiva, owns property anywhere, you have a right to collect $100,000 worth of it, and wherever you go, they'll honor this document signed by the Bezin. So he's entitled to take away $100,000 worth of property from the other guy. So then the Malva goes, and he finds a karka. He finds a karka in Texas. So he goes, so the Bezin gave him a shtar tirfo, let's say, on Tzom Gedalia. Bezin gives him an adrachta. Adrachta is a shtar tirfo. You have a right to foreclose on any property of the Loiva, B'chol Mekom B'Shehem, wherever they happen to be, wherever you find it, go to the local Bezin and they will give you. So let's say he finally, so they wrote this document to the Malva on some Gedalia. It takes him half a year till Shushan Purim, whatever, till he finds the karka in Texas. And then he negotiates with the local Bezin over there and then they give him the karka. So what about all the payers that grew on the karka from Tzom Gedalia until Shushan Purim? Who do those payers belong to? Do you say that from the time that the Bezdin wrote the Shtar Adrachto, the Karka, Bezdin doesn't know where the assets are going to turn out to be. So do you say those assets, the assets already belong to the Malva from that time on? Or do you say only from the time that the Beis Din in the local city in Texas and Iowa, wherever, when they authorized them that you can foreclose this karka? From what moment on? So the Gemara has different opinions in the first paragraph of Bava Tzir. So the Nesivis asks, why the different opinions? What's going on? Why don't you require the Malvishan make a kinyan on the karka? How can it be kinyan before he makes a kinyan? So he says, no, you don't need a kinyan that it should belong to you. From the time that it's parua, when you make a piroin with something, the malva is kinda that those nechasim with which the piroin is accomplished. So the first opinion in the Gemara holds, from the moment that the Bezin wrote the adracht, it's already called the piroin. Even though he doesn't even know where the kark is, he doesn't get to make a kinyan till then. He says, there's no need to make a kinyan. When you foreclose, you don't need a maisa kinyan. You just take it over. When it's made accessible to you, then you kind it, because accessibility is called piroin, and by virtue of the fact that this serves as the piroin, this is kind of the mumin without any need for a maisa kinyan. So that's what Taisa says over here. How is it gemolt? How is it possible that the cotton should own assets? How can it be a cotton owns assets without yarshining from the father? Because he's a ger cotton, so he's cotton shenoladam, so he can't yarshin from the father. So one answer was yarshin from the father, and then he was misguided. One answer was Yerushalmi holds that a cotton who's intelligent understands kinyanim is kind of minatur. There's no need for das. There's no halacha that you need das kinyan. You only need das makna. And this answer is if the cotton did malacha, and the gadol agreed, promised to pay him the money. So when he gives him the money, the cotton's kinyan without any need from Isaac kinyan. Piron of Halvor, also the same thing. Whenever there's a chov, and you're making a piron, so the piron doesn't require a maisa kinyan. Just making it accessible is sufficient. That case, granted, is difficult, because all five claim that they're entitled to the money.
That's correct.
So how is it a piron? It's like I'm paying you the $5,000, middle of Harlem. You gave me the money in a makam ha-mishtamer. And I make the piron in a makam sheni mishtamer. The fella puts the $100 in a makam sheni mishtamer. He knows that there are four ganavim are going to grab for that money, and only one of the five people is entitled to it. It is not like in Harlem. That's a problem. But you see from the Gemara that it is called the Piron, even though he didn't make a Maisa Kinyan. Yeah, okay.
If one of the Balabatim say, I don't want to be Zoyche on the Maisa,
yeah.
Could you be Makting Balkoslo?
No, he can't be Makting Balkoslo.
So anybody could just ruin an Erev?
Anybody can ruin any Erev, that's right. He doesn't want. He doesn't want. Don't know, Shaila, there's a Kula of Schiva Lakito. The Gemara has by a Nachri. The Gemara tells an Erev in a Perikador that if you have, let's say, an apartment building, you have an area where there's an Erev around, and you have Nachrim and Yehudim. So all of the Yehudim have to be Mishtatef in the Baksa Matzis, that's there, the Chatzeris. But the Nachrim, it doesn't help if they're Mishtatef, they're Makiv, they Asra, and everybody else. So the din is you have to rent from the Nachrim. So go knock on the door from every Nachrim. So it's a big pain in the neck. Or let's say there's a Nachri who doesn't want to rent. The Gemara tells there was one Nachri who didn't want to rent, so they called him Haman. Haman Baristik, because he was such a mean guy. So they went to his wife, and the wife agreed to rent. Right, but the wife doesn't own the apartment. So the Gemara says it doesn't matter, and he's screaming bloody murder. He's screaming at his wife, who gave you permission to rent to the Jews? He didn't want to rent them anything for schusim in the apartment for Shabbos purposes, for religious purposes. So the Gemara says if you have a sleeping maid or a sleeping butler, who sleeps in the apartment in the home of the Nachri, you can rent from the Schira Lakito, from the sleeping maid or the sleeping butler. He for sure doesn't own anything. So that's a special kula that you can rent from Schira Lakito, even though the Nachri is screaming that he doesn't want. So the Pashtus says that Schira Lakito, so that's what we do. It says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Mechaber quotes from the Rishonim, that the Moshel Ha'ir, the mayor of the city, is considered like Schira Lakito of all of the Nachrim who live in the city. So if you give a dollar to the mayor, so it's considered as if he represents all of the people. That's the kula that the Shulchan Aruch has. But this kula that you can have Schira Lakita, the Pashtus is that this works for Nochrim, or it works for Mechal Shabbos. The Mechal Shabbos befers, he can't, it's not going to help if he's going to be Mishtate in the Baksa Matzah Zeyna Moed Meir, if he carries anyway, with the Erev or without the Erev, nothing changes. If at least Bifarhesi is not Mechal Shabbos, but Sin is Mechal Shabbos. When in the house, he'll turn on the radio, he'll talk on the radio, and on the telephone, whatever. But outside in the street, he won't carry, he's embarrassed to carry unless there's going to be an Erev. So then the Erev is relevant for him. When there's an Erev, he'll be able to carry in the street. When there's no Erev, he's not going to carry in the street. But if he's not even, he's not Mishama Shabbato Bashuk, so the Erev is irrelevant. It's like, Eina Moida Be'erev, so it's irrelevant for him. Slomala V'lamar, with an Erev or without an Erev. It absolutely doesn't affect his life at all. He's going to carry anyway, with an Erev or without an Erev. So then it doesn't help that he has a Shutfus in the Matzah. So then the Poskim Ha'meiko, that Tzchiru L'Kita, doesn't say Befevish in the Gemara, but the Achreinim Ha'meiko, that Tzchiru L'Kita helps for him too. He can rent from the Tzchiru L'Kita of the Nochri, and you can, the Moshe L'Huir has a status like Tzchiru L'Kita, and you can rent from the Tzchiru L'Kita of the Mechal Shabbos Befehesi as well, because for these purposes it's Dinik Nochri. What if you have not that you have a Nochri or a Yisrael who's Dinik Nochri? Yeah, Hashem Shabbos, he just doesn't want to participate in the Erev, and he wants to be mean, he wants to ruin the Erev of everybody else. So you don't have any Gemaras, you know, I don't think you have Poskim to say that Tzchiru L'Kita is good. You can't rent from the Moshe L'Huir Bal Kocha. Anytime you make an Erev in any community or any bungalow county, all you need is one person who's not happy about the Erev. He says, I don't want to be Zoich on the Baksa Matzah. So that's the end of the Erev. You can paralyze the whole Erev. No, it doesn't have to be Milbak Silva Torah. No, whenever there's a chiyuv, like he says, either halvor, the me'amekach, whenever there's a chiyuv to pay, and you're making a ma'aseh piroin, so piroin doesn't require a kinyan on the part of the one who receives the piroin. All you need is making the money accessible to the other person, and the mele, the chov is parua, by making it accessible, so that's, it's nikne, that's the rajbon, the toises, and the ktsois, and the nesivis. Each one writes it in a different context, but they all boil down to the same thing. When you make a ma'aseh piroin, you made it accessible, so it's nikne to the other part. Bal korchai, there's no kinyan bal korcha, but if it's not bal korcha, it's midaita, then it's kind of without any need for any ma'aseh kinyan.
The same
true
about the kinyan and stuff like that, when I damage the
car. Right.
It would also be his.
Right, when he pays the money to the cotton, even though the kinyan of the cotton is meaningless, Tosfos holds, you need das kaina, you always need das kaina, but you don't need any maisa kinyan at all over here, by virtue of the fact that I made a piron with the money, that itself causes that the cotton is kaina. Yeah, mikra din, you can do it. Yeah. No. Levim, yeah. Shanim is a din by Levim, not by Kohan. It's a Mishnah in Chulin, that Shonim passed by Levim don't pass by Kohanim, and Mumim passed by Kohanim doesn't pass by Levim. And even by the Levim, the Gemara there, Chulin says that the din of Shonim is only Lehoiro Hashom when he used to carry Masah, when he used to carry on the shoulders. But that was no more Masah Bakase, after they made the Beis HaMikdash, there's no more Masah Bakase, it was only Levim, they were Mishorim and Shorim, no more Masah Bakase, so then the whole din of Shonim doesn't apply. There's the Gemara in the first parak in Chulin, second parak in Chulin.
Again, the Maisa Piroim doesn't in any way depend on it.
Does not require a Kenyan.
You know, I paid you, I did my mitzvah, you want to go and walk away. I made a Maisa Piroim.
Right, so the Chob is Parua, the Rajba says for sure. Now, is the party to whom you made the Piroim, does he acquire ownership
so
in this case? From the second person. The second person is kainit even without making the maskin. You put it on the table in front of me, and I'm davening, let's say. So I shake my head, and goodbye. So the chov is parua, and it's nikna to me. But if I shake my head, no, I don't want it. So the chov is parua, chov is parua. You made it accessible, but I'm not kainit bal karchi. But if I am asking, then I'm kainit without any need for my
zikin. Why don't you say that he's kainit by the in front of him.
If it's in my house, that's a kinyan chatzah. Let's say you put the money over here on this table. This is not my chatzah. Kinyan chatzah has to be my chatzah. Dalanam is kind of b'shusarab b'simto, but not in maybe in a shul. I don't know. But let's say I'm visiting in someone else's home. So then there's no kinyan dalanam. Then Taisi gives noch an answer. They give a whole bunch of answers on the kasha. So one answer was a funny case, Yarshim from the father who was a nochri. That's an ukimta case. The other answer is the Yerushalmi, but the Babli is Chaylik on Yerushalmi, that a cotton who is intelligent, understands what things are all about, can be kind of avedim in a terror. So the Shach holds like that Yerushalmi. All the Rishonim hold that the Babli is mafurish against the Rishonim. Then Tosfos gave an Nochanu Kim the case. He, the kid shoveled the snow, and the other person owes him money. And someone was mazik the cotton, someone was choyvo mazik the cotton, and he owes him money. He made a pirun, and they kim the case. Then Tosfos gives another answer, which is really a machloikas, 2 days in Tosfos, but the Mechaber paskens like this, that when do you say that the Mitzias cotton is only koine midirabonon, the Mishnah in Gittin, daf nun tes and beis, when the cotton picks up an aved, it's only koine midirabonon, even though it's the day before his bar mitzvah, and he's highly intelligent, he's more intelligent than many of the adults who are all years older than him, so it's only midirabonon, because the minatar, there is a need for das koine, not only is there a parsha of das makne, if you want to give a matona, there is a requirement for das koine, so that's only when there's no das acheres makne, then you need das koine. But if somebody gives a matona to the cotton, there's a das acheres makne, then Tosfos suggests, maybe there's no need for das koine. Whenever somebody gives a matona to a cotton, the cotton is koine midiraisa. And the Mechaber paskens like that day. Huh? And then Tosfos interprets the Gemara by Yesrig like that. Here it's well, the Mechaber is in Choshen Mishpat. He writes like this. That's what the Ktzai says, and that's it. When the Mechaber writes the din, Kuf Tzadik something over there, Mechaber writes the aloche, that if you give a matona to a cotton, the cotton is koinem in atar, because it's das acheres makne. So the Ktzai on that, see if quotes this famous kasha from the Prichodosh, that how can the Gemara in the end of Yivomis say that chok and truma legore in the cotton, if he knows how to be mizibetum of atara? So the Prichodosh make takasha, but the cotton is a la bardas, he can't be koinem in atar. So the Pichodesh says, the answer is, because das acheres makne, because the farmer is giving it. Farmer is giving it to the cotton. So according to the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, like this day in Tosfos, and whenever there's das acheres makne, then the cotton is koinem in atayros, so then we understand why you're yoytze if you give the truma to the kain cotton, because das acheres makne. That's what the Pichodesh answers. So the Ktzos quotes this, and he thinks that it's not correct. And he says, there is a machlokes in the Gemara, and the Dorim and Kiddush and in other places, where the Tovus Hanoah Momin, the Tovus Hanoah ain't a Momin. When the farmer has the Truma, and he has the right to exercise Tovus Hanoah to give it to whichever coin he wants. To the Levi, oh no, Tovus Hanoah ain't a moment. It's not considered like a das makne. That's how the Ktzos understood. The Ktzos quotes a Tshuvas Maimoni from the Haggadah Maimoni, who understood that quotes a Maharam Rutenberg and the Tshuvas Maimoni that's the machloikis in the Gemara. The Pri Chodesh obviously has a different understanding, and the Nesivus has a third understanding. Three different ways how to understand what the machloikis is in the Gemara. But the Ktzos quotes Maharam Rutenberg and the Tshuvas Maimoni that this is the machloikis in the Gemara, machloikis hatanoim. If Tovus Hanoah moment, then when the farmer gives over the truma to the coin and the miser, to the Levi, oh no, Tovus Hanoah ain't a moment. It's not considered like a das makne. That's how the Ktzos understood. The Ktzos quotes a Tshuvas Maimoni from the Haggadah Maimoni, who understood that quotes a Maharam Rutenberg and the Tshuvas Maimoni that's the machloikis in the Gemara. Pri Chodesh obviously has a different understanding, and the Nesivus has a third understanding. Three different ways how to understand what the Machlokes is in the Gemara. But the Ktzos quotes Maharam Rutenberg and the Tshuvas Maimoni that this is the Machlokes in the Gemara, Machlokes Hatanoim. If Tovus Hanoah Momin, then when the farmer gives over the Truma to the Kohen and the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, he's exercising Das Acheres Makne. But we paskin, the Ktzos says, we paskin the Maskana. Tovus Hanoah ain't a Momin. So there is no das acheres makna. So what did the Pri Chodesh pull the wool over our eyes? The teretz that he gave is not emes. That's a teretz. If the din would have been, if you would have accepted the opinion of the other tan in the Gemara, the teretz hanoah momin, so then you can say when the farmer gives the truma to the kain cotton, it's das acheres makna. So the cotton is kain manatar. But we pass in teretz hanoah in a moment. So there is no Das Acharis Machnas, so that's why the Ketzayis felt compelled to deliver, to develop a different answer. So his answer was with the Pasuk, Gisachu hu lachem chelep abadaschem yoel moed, it's chivis poyalim, and you owe him a debt, and it's a piro, and then he got some mice, and then he asked the kasha, what's with the cotton now? The cotton can't do abadis, so he said it's a loy plug. So the Nesivis says that the Ketzayis himself schlocked up his own answer. So the Nesivis gives the third teretz on the kasha. So the, each one has a different understanding of what's the machlokes with the Tavis on Ramam and a Tavis on Ramam. Anyway, but this is what Taisus says. Taisus, in order to affirm for all the kashas, Taisus says that when do you say that a cotton cannot be koine, cotton cannot be koine in a Torah, that's only when there's no Das Acharis Machna. But when there is Das Acharis Machna, then the cotton is koine in a Torah. That's here. Let me show you where the Taisus is. 15 lines into the Taisus, where it says in parentheses, Shom daf nun tes on the base. On that line. V'hod isnam b'hanizokim, etzias chereshat katan gezem, etnei da'akrishom am derais elai. So you see that you need das, koine, and a katan day before bar mitzvah is not koine, and not Torah is only koine, and rabbonon. And for Taisus, das acheres makna oisan shiny. Whenever there's a das acheres makna, the katan is koine, and not Torah. That's one answer. The other day is hachelik on that, and the mechaber paskins. That's the accepted opinion. That line of taste. And that was das acheres. Then the cotton is kainim and atur. So the shach is not happy about this. He says that the tasters invented everything from thin air. He said, "I'm not from a Yerushalmi. What are they hacking? What do they make up a whole story?" Yerushalmi says, "If the kid understands what's going on, at 10 years old, he's kind of the avedim and atura. He's not gerus anything." So he makes fun of this line. He says, where did they get this word? Das Acheres Machna is different. Where does it come from? Does it ever say anywhere in Shas that there's a difference between Das Acheres Machna and Nishkan Das Acheres Machna? It's like, yeah, it's like Gemara in the first Perek of Bav Metzia. But he says, it has no Shaykhus over here. The Gemara in the first Perek of Bav Metzia has a din that Chotzer is only Koine if it's a Chotzer HaMishtameres. If it's a Chotzer Sheini Mishtameres, then you're not Koine. For example, let's say a Dovishel Hefke falls into my Chotzer. Let's say there's a golden bird that lays a golden egg. So there's a golden bird flying in the air, lays a golden egg, and the golden egg falls in my chotzer. And I have fences, I have no roof, but I have fences around the chotzer. Tall walls, no one can get in. And I didn't even know about this. Everybody's looking through the barbed wire fence that I have around my backyard. They see this golden egg that fell down, and ooing and eyeing and everything. When I come home at night, I find that, there's a golden egg that fell in there, so I'm kind of with the king of chotzer. From the time that it fell in. That's the halacha. Chatzir shalom koinaloi, shalom midaita, even though he didn't even know at the time. Why? Because it was a chatzah hamishtameris. So the Gemara has a shaila, but what happens if there's a tzvi rotzki darkoi? There's a deer from the forest, the hefke dika deer. It's running wild, running loose, and it runs through my, and I have no fences around my chatzah at all. And it's running through my chatzah. And I see from a distance that the deer is running through, and I scream out, zachsali sadi. I want my soda to be koina kinyan chotzer. Midaito. I make a declaration in front of two witnesses. I want to be koina. So the Mishnah says, garish. It's nothing. It's vi rotzke darko. It's a chotzer sheni mishtameres. So you're not koina. So the Gemara has a suffix. What's the din? If it's a chotzer sheni mishtameres, but there's a das acheres makne. What would the din be in such a case? Someone wants to give me a matone. And Chveis, and he has a tzvi. He wants to give me a gift of an animal, and the animal is running, and then the animal runs into my field, and I scream out, I want my field to be koine with the kinyan chotzer. The animal runs out of the field. So there was a chotzer sheina mishtameres, but there was a das acheres maknas. Is it good or is it no good? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it is good. Since it's das acheres maknas, it is good. So that's the shach is reconstructing. So he says, obviously, Taisus must have seen that Gemara. And whenever there's Das Acheres Makne, it's easier for the other party to be kind. Even though it's a Chotzer Sheinim Shtameres, nonetheless, Das Acheres Makne makes it better, so he's kind. And they made the Tushtel that even though a cotton is not kind in a Torah, but whenever there's Das Acheres Makne, then he is kind in a Torah. So the Shach Tain is, what kind of a Tushtel is this? He says, over there it's a Vort of Mishtameres, Einem Mishtameres. So the Rishit Mukubetze says, I'm not daf, and Bob Mitzi quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz. When it's Das Acheres Makne, I only want to give the matana to you. If anybody else takes it, it's an Issa Lo Sigzo. So it's Mishtameris because of the Issa Lo Sigzo. That's what the Gemara means to say. Chotzer has to be, in order for Chotzer to be Koine, has to be Mishtameris. How do you make a Chotzer Mishtameris? You have a big fence that people can't get in. Or you put up a fence with a din of Lo Sigzo. So the fellow who's nice in Hamatana over here, he says, I only am asking to give the Matana to the Bala Chatz. I don't want anybody else. It's self-understood. He's giving the Matana to him. And if he doesn't koine it, so no, he doesn't want anybody else to be koine. It goes back to the original owner. So this is an Isa Leisigzel. So the Isa Leisigzel has been kind of defenses. That itself makes a Mishtameris. But what has it got to do over here? The Shach time is, if Taisus would be right, that the Babli is Chayv Gan Misham, the Shach says he doesn't see any Babli. But Taisus knew the Pnei Yeshua says often in Gemara like that. So the Shach time is, there is no such Gemara. And he says, and if there would be such a Gemara that a cotton is not Koine, even though he's 11 and a half, 12 and a half years old, he's not Koine, the Aveid, the Shalhefker, so why does it make it better that there's Das Acheres Makta? But Gevald, you need Das Koine. So if there's no Das Koine, so he's not Koine Menater. So the Shach doesn't agree with anything that Taisus said. That's Taka the Shaila. How did Taisus understand that Gemara in Bava Metzia that whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, the Bala said there's Koine, even though it's Ein Mishtameris? So from that Gemara, they made it Tzushtel, therefore, whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, so then the cotton is Koine, even though he's a Labardas. Taka, that's the Shach's Kasha. What's the Tzushtel? How can you make a Tzushtel? Over there, the word is that the Das Acheres Makna makes it as an Isola Sigzel. And the Sigzel makes it into Mishtameris. That's why it's Mechotza Mishtameris. But over here, how does it help? So apparently, Taisus must have learned, as I remember, Rav Soloveitchik spent a lot of time on this Taisus, spent a whole week on this Taisus. Too long, sure. So he said, apparently, Taisus must have understood that the Gemara in Bava Metzia, they must have stood the Gemara in Bava Metzia like this. When you have a chotzer she'ein a mishtameres, what's the halacha that you're not koine? Let's say $1 million bill flies down from heaven and it falls into my field and there are no fences at all. And all the people and all the animals can come, everybody can roam around, everybody can take whatever they want. So a chotzer she'ein a mishtameres is not koine. So what's the nature of that din in Bava Metzia in the first part? That a chotzer she'ein mishtameres is not koine. Is the pshat chotzer is koine? It's like chotzer mitam yad, something like that. As if the chotzer is holding on to the $1 million bill that fell, holding on to the golden egg that the golden bird laid on top of the cart. So the chotzer is grabbing on. So you say chotzer she'ein mishtameres, as if there's no tvisas hachotzer at all. Is that the pshat? Well, the pshat is no. There is a tvisas achotzer, even though it's ein mishtameres. It's sitting on the chotzer. There is a tvisas achotzer. But you can't say that the chotzer is taifas on behalf of the bala chotzer. Whenever it's mishtameres, it's mukaf mechitzes. So it's like an umdel. The chotzer is a lab bardas. Chotzer is it's not a person. So the Gemara has a lashon. We won't go into all the details. The Gemara has a lashon chotzer. Mitam shlucha yisraboy. We treat the chotzer as if he's the shliach of the balabos. When he does a tvisus achotzer on behalf of the balabos, just like a shliach does on behalf of the mishaleach. So the mishaleach, it's kind of the get or whatever. So to the chotzer mitam shlucha, the chotzer does a tvis on behalf of the balabos. But the shliach has to do on behalf of the mishaleach. The Mishnah says in the Mishnah says in Kiddushin. What if I? Yeah, but there's another Mishnah in Kiddushin. What if the Mishaleach sends a Shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha for me? Then the Shliach sees the girl. He says, why should I be Mekadosh for him? I say, he takes out a different ring. And he says, Hare Mekodesh Asli, forget about the Mishaleach. So the Mishnah says that Mekodesh is to the Sheni. If the girl is Maskim, if the girl is not Maskim, she thought that I'm giving for the Mishaleach, then she was never Maskim. But if the girl agrees to marry the Shliach, she's Mekodesh to the Shliach, not to the Mishaleach. So you see that the din is, and when I say the same thing, I send someone to buy real estate for me, and I give him the money, and then he comes and he says, hey, this is a good piece of karka. So he takes that different money and he buys it for himself. So it says that it's not proper, it's not their cheretz, he's double-crossing me. But it says, no, but still, the din is that the Shliach is kainah. So the only time he says, shlucha shalom kemois, is when the Shliach does the kinyin, al das ha-mishalech. It says, I'm doing it on behalf of the mishalech. So let's say the chotzer mitam shlucha yisraboy. Let's say with that opinion anymore. Chotzer mitam shlucha yisraboy. So how can the chotzer be mitam shlucha? Find is a tvisas ha-chotzer. Tvisas ha-chotzer is on behalf of the bala chotzer. The chotzer doesn't have any das at all. So the answer is, if it's mishtameres, there's a tvisas ha-chotzer anyway, even if it's not mishtameres. It's sitting on the chotzer, it's considered as if the chotzer is holding on. But if it's mishtameres, if the chotzer is mishtameres, then it's considered like an umdin in the mucha that the tvis is on behalf of the bala chotzer. Chotzer shein mishtameres, so there isn't even an umdin in the mucha. There is a tvis, but it's not mucha that it's on behalf of the bala chotzer. So that's why it's not kind. And then the Gemara has a chiddush. Whenever you have das acheres maknas, and then a chutz shenim shtameris is koina. When I give a matana, why is that? So the Gemara is saying a chiddush. That when there's das makna, it can substitute for the need for das koina. Even though there is a need for das koina, you need the chutz should the shliach should have in mind for the mishaleach. The chutz should have in mind for the balachutz. So the chutz can never have anything in mind. It's a lot by das, but the fact that it's mishtameris makes it like an umdel in the muchach that it's tfisas on behalf of its balachotzer. But if it's any mishtameris, then there is no such umdel in the muchach. So it's like the shliach is lacking das on behalf of the mishaleach. But if you have das acheres maknas, so the Gemara says that can substitute for the das kainah, that can replace the das kainah. So Taisa said that's doima b'doima, that's exactly what we're talking over here. A cotton picks up an aveda, he could be the day before, an hour before his bar mitzvah, he's not kainah. Minatur, he's only kainah mifnei darkei shalom. Why? Because there is a need for das koina. But if it's a das acheres makna, das makna can substitute for the need for das koina. It can replace the das koina. Then the cotton is koina, in our Torah. So that's how Taisus understood that klal in the Gemara. Shasa made it up from thin air. There is no such klal, there is no such Gemara. Gemara only says it by chotzer. What kind of a shaykhus is it? The answer is Taisus did not understand the Gemara like the Rabbeinu Peretz. That you need mishtameres, that if it's not mishtameres, there's no tfisus hachotzer. And if it's das acheres makna, it's considered as if it is mishtameres because of the lasigzel. The Yisrael lasigzel makes it a mishtameres. Nah, Taisus understood differently. Ben kavaka, even if it's a chatzah sheni mishtameres, there is tfisus hachatzah. Now the word is, if it's any mishtameres, you're lacking an umdir in the muchach that the tfisus is on behalf of the bava chatzah. But if you have a das acheres makna, the das makna can substitute and replace the lack of the das kain. So that's exactly what they're driving at over here. When you have a das makna and the cotton is a lot by das, so the das makna can substitute for the das kana. So that's the shita that was accepted in Shulchan Aruch. Chava quotes, and that's how he passed it. And whenever there's das acheres makna, then the kainim and atar. Would it work for a cherish and a shaita if you have das acheres makna? I don't remember. I think the Ksois talks about it, if I'm not mistaken. The Shaila is, do you need even Kavana? Huh? Zochan Shaita is a different question. If someone else wants to do the Mice on behalf of the Shaita, but let's say he gives to the Shaita himself. He gives to the Cherish and the Shaita himself. Say, they don't even have Kavana's Kinyan. So would it help? Maybe this halacha, the Das Makna substitutes for the Das Kinyan. Maybe you still have to have Kavana's Kinyan. At least he should want to acquire ownership. Maybe he was in Gansen, Lapar Kavonik, doesn't know b'chlal what's going on. So maybe then it wouldn't help. I think there is a discussion in the Ktzos. I don't remember. These are several of the answers that Taisus gives. Several of them are accepted la'alochah. The Yerushalmi is not accepted. Yerushalmi is the shachols like that, and that's the sheet that is not accepted. But all the other answers are accepted. The Taisus said, das acheres makna shayni, we have a paskal like that. And Taisa says, whenever he does pe'ula, whenever it's piron achov, it's a piron, doesn't require ma'isikinyan, absolutely accepted. The Rashba and Gittin has it, and the Ksais and the Sivis, everybody says that. And then the Bortai, they said, but the Yerusha, if he yarshim the father, then he says, God, there's nothing to not accept. There's nothing to debate. Just an Ukimta answer. Then Taisa is going to have another funny Ukimta answer later on, because they raise another problem. we'll get to that a little later. They raise another problem, we'll get to it. Now Taisus made another suggestion on this question. How did the cotton have assets? How is it possible on the level of the Raisa? We know Midir Rabbanim, it's here's cotton, it's Gezel, it's Nei Dark, Mishol Midir Rabbanim. How is it Gemalt that the cotton has on the level of the Raisa? So normally a cotton, a Yosem, the father died. When the child was before Bar Mitzvah, they divided the Yerusha, so the Yerush doesn't need a Maiskin. But here he's a Ger cotton, he doesn't have a father. That's the whole problem. So Taisus says, Basu Shver, we'll give you a simple explanation. The cotton is a la bardas. What if I want to give a matana to someone who's not here? So if I give a matana to someone who's here, he makes the kinyan himself. Shine. So if he's a bardas, he's kainim in atar. And if he's a cotton, Taisus raised the question, he's only kainim in the rabbanon. They finally came to the answer, das acheres makna is kainim in atar. That's how we paskin. And the other day held that even das acheres makna is only in the rabbanon. But what happens, he's not here? What if the one to whom I want to give the matana is not here? So I give the matana to somebody who is here, and I say, you have in zin, you have a mind to be kainah on behalf of the one who didn't show up today. So that's zachal yadam shaloi b'fana. So let's say I give to a person who is bar mitzvah. He is a bar das. I give to someone who is here, he is bar mitzvah. And I want you to be kind on behalf of someone who is not here, who is before Bar Mitzvah. He's a Kotan. Is there a din of Zochen La'odom Shalai Befonov on behalf of a Kotan? Can a person who is after Bar Mitzvah be Zochen on behalf of one who is not yet Bar Mitzvah? So that's Tosis has in the beginning of the Tosis, six lines into the Tosis, that's a Machloik. There are two Tanoim with three opinions. There's a Machloik Zablez and Rabbi Yeshua. And there are two versions of the Machloek Zablez and Rabbi Yeshua. So it comes out, you have two Tanoim and there are three Shitas. And that's a Mishnah and Baba Basra and Perek Misha Meis on Daf Kuf Nun Zayin. There's a Perek Misha Meis O, that's in Brochas. Misha Meis and Mutalafonim, the second Perek in Brochas, that has nothing to do. Remember somebody was once saying over a Rosh in Brochas and he thought it was in Baba Basra. They're two different Prokhim. Misha Meis at the end of Baba Basra. So the Machloek is Hatanoim in the Mishnah. Grad, it's interesting. This Machloek is Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, appears in the Megillas Tainus. It's quoted, it's recorded before the Mishnahs were written down. These three Shitas appear in Megillas Tainus. So there are three opinions among the Tanoim. So one Tana holds, the whole din of Zochen Liyodim Shaloi Befonov, I can give you a matana to be kind on behalf of someone who's not here, only works on behalf of a Katan, does not work on behalf of a Gadol. Only on behalf of a Katan. Why? Because the Gadol, he has the ability to come and make his own kinyan. The Kotan doesn't have an ability to make his own kinyan. So this Tana is of the opinion that... So this Tana is of the opinion, he holds that Zochen Liyadim Shalai B'Fonav is a Takana de Rabbanon. It's not a Din de Raisa B'Chlal. There's no Pasuk and there's no Din de Raisa. The whole halacha that I can give you a Matana to be kain on behalf of someone who's not here only works with the Rabbanon. The only made a takana de rabbana litzorach. Shalom litzorach, there's no need to make a takana. See, if the one on whose behalf you're making the kinyan is a cotton, a rachmanis, how is he going to, I can't even give the matana to the cotton if he would be here. He's a labar das, a labar kinyan. So they made a takana de rabbana, you can be kind on his behalf. But if the other guy's a gadol, so let him show up and I'll give him the matana person. That's one tana. We generally do not accept that premise. We assume that Zoch Miyad Mishlev Befonav is a din deraisa. It's not a takana de rabban. That's a question, where's the pasuk? It's a din deraisa, where's the pasuk? So that's another story, where's the pasuk? So there is a parsha in Chumash, in Parshas Matos, there is a parsha about Nasi Echad Lamata, Nasi Echad Lamata, Tikchul and Cholas Ha'oretz, that the Rabban Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu the names of the 12 Nesim that will represent each one of the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, and so on, Levi, who, not Levi, Shevet Levi didn't get, they represent all the other Shvatim. Menashe and Ephraim, all the 12 Shvatim had one Nasi representing them, so the Gemara discusses in the beginning of the second Perek in Kiddushin, the Torah's what, that these Nasiim represent all the members of the Shevet when they made the Chalukas Ha'aretz. How exactly did they represent? First, the Gemara suggests, the beginning of the second Perek in Kiddushin is all about Shlichas. First, the Gemara says, oh, it must be that they were appointed as Shluchim. All the members of each Shevet appointed these Nesim Ashlum. Then the Gemara said, how can it be? But some of the people in the Shevet who were getting Yerusha were Ketanim, so a Kotan can't have a Shliach. The Gemara said, it must be that they represented all the people in the Shevet, but Torah Zachan Liyadim Shalai Befanav. And even though there's no Shlichas on behalf of a Kotan, but there is Zachan Liyadim Shalai Befanav on behalf of a Kotan. So this Pasuk in Chumash, Nasi Yechon Nasi Yechon Lamata Tik Chulin Cholos Ha'aris in Parshas Matos, is the source of the principle the Raisa of Zochen Liyadim Shalai Befanav, and it works even though the one on whose behalf you're doing this chiyah is a katan or a gadol. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter whether he's bar mitzvah, before bar mitzvah, after bar mitzvah, and it works min ha-Torah for a katan or for a gadol. Everything works min ha-Torah. That's what it sounds in the Gemara. Then the Gemara backs out and says, wrong. It cannot be that that's the pshat. Who says that the guy's always going to be happy with the share that he gets? The Gemara says, after you're going to make the Chalukas Ha'aretz, this Shevet is going to get over here, and this Shevet is going to get over there. So the Gemara says, what are you going to do? Ikad nichle b'havul and nichle b'bikul, ikad nichle b'bikul and nichle b'har. Not everybody's going to be so happy what they get. So the Gemara says, how do you know to apply, how do you know to say that it's Zochen Amshal? The Gemara says, no, it's the source of the principle of apotropis. That apotropis is a din deraisa. So this is not the source for shlucha shalom kemoisa, the different psukim. Nor is it the source of the principle of Zochen Liyadim Shalai Befonav. So that's where Rav Baruch Ber asks, in the beginning of the second Perek Kiddushin, he has that comment in parentheses, so he doesn't know where is the source for Zochen Liyadim Shalai Befonav. So if you assume that it's only with the Rabbanon, one time in Baba Basa Kufin and Zayin holds, the whole din of Zochen Liyadim Shalai Befonav is only with the Rabbanon. It's not been atar. The owner made the takan on behalf of the one who needs a break, on behalf of Ktar. Only zachen lekatan, ain't zachen legot. You don't have to make a takan if it's not necessary. You only make a takan on behalf of Ktar. So if you hold this darbonin, is it fine? But we usually assume not so. The generally assumed opinion is zachlam shalifonim is a cloud that works on the level of their isis. So that's our best question. Where's the pasuk? Okay, that's a good question. Where is the pasuk? Okay, another pasuk. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel ter. Maybe it's based on Zachalam Shlomofan. Okay. So question, where is the pasuk? Where a barber asks the question, he doesn't give an answer. Okay. Maybe that's an answer. Maybe there are other answers. Okay. So Tosfos asks this, Tosfos raises the possibility here like this. They were asking the question that they gave all the five answers to. How can the katan have assets? The katan is a lot by das, and you need das kinyan to be katan. When the katan picks up an avodah, there's only katan in the rabbanon. See, it's katan in the rabbanon. We're working on pasuk and chumash. Katan at the sarach l'ayin alav miyesh l'gadam. How can you have a pasuk and chumash that the katan has assets? So he gave a teretz, he got to be Yerusha from the father. He shoveled the snow, stiras perlin, das acharis makna, all the different teretz. So then, in the beginning, Tosfos said, I'll give you a simple answer. With zachen liyadam shalai b'fanos. Somebody wants to give a matana to the kid, to the katan. But if he gives it directly to the kid will only be koinim in the rabbanon. That's what Tosfos holds in the beginning. They finally come out the real answer, the way it's accepted in the Choshen Mishpat. If I give the matana to the child before bar mitzvah, he will be koinim in our Torah, because das acharis makna. But Tosfos didn't develop that idea yet in the beginning. So they assume if you give it directly to the katan, he's not koinim in our Torah. But if I give it to an outsider to be koinim on behalf of the katan, oh, and the outsider, the stranger, is after bar mitzvah, so that's zochen l'adam shalai b'fonov. So that works menater. That would work menater. So Tosfos says, well, they're not so convinced that that's correct, because there are two girsas in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. If you go 30 lines into the Tosfos, and it says in parentheses, Azel Neshel from Metzia Dafayin Aleph. When it says over there, Bava Metzia Dafayin Aleph, so they say, Ubezel Neshel Mashma. When I give a matana to Pliny, to Bizech on behalf of a cotton, and the Mishnah says in Baba Basra that we pask in Zochen Bein LeKotten Bein LeGodel, the three different opinions. One opinion is Zochen only on behalf of a cotton, not on behalf of a Godel. The other opinion only on behalf of a Godel, not on behalf of a cotton. And we pass in the third opinion, Zochen Bein Ba'at Kotten Bein Ba'at Godel. Zochen works on behalf. A gadol can be zeicher for others, whether the others are before bar mitzvah or after bar mitzvah. So Tosfos says, yeah, but it's not shoveh. Zochen liyadam shalai b'fanav on behalf of one who is after bar mitzvah, that works min ha-Torah. Where's the pasuk? Rav Baruch Beir is not sure. He doesn't know. But zochen on behalf of a katan, that's only mid the rabbanon. How do they know? Hazoi shteit nezeu neshech. Ubezeu neshech mashma would appear, the leis leischiyah mid the oraisa. The gadol is kain on behalf of the katan is only mid the rabbanon. The Garcina Barokswar, most of the Gemaras have the Girsa. The Gemara says, is there Zechiah on behalf of a Nochri? I give you a Matana to be kind for a Nochri. So the Gemara says, no Zechiah on behalf of a Nochri. Why not? Because Zechiah is something similar to Shlichas. And just like if the Nochri would appoint a Shliach, there's no Shlichas in Nochri. The Nochri can only be kind if he's here in person. If he appoints a Shliach, it doesn't help. So Zechiah is something similar to Shlichas. So the Gemara says a lashon, the is le shlichis, is le schiyah. The leis le shlichis, leis le schiyah. Frank the Gemara, wait a minute. What about a cotton? A cotton cannot appoint a shliach to act on his behalf either. So why don't you say that since a cotton cannot appoint a shliach, he cannot have anybody do an act of zachen le'adu shlo b'fonav on his behalf. So that's taka the reason for the other time in Bava Basu Kuf Nun Zayin. In the sixth line in the Tosfos from the beginning. Tosfos said there are three shittas in the Tanoim. And the Mishnah Bava Basra said, one opinion is that there's only Zochen Liyadam Shalai B'Fanav, only on behalf of the Kohen, not on behalf of the Gadol, because it's only a Takana the Rabbanan. They only made a Takana where there's a Tzorech, and there's a Tzorech Nebuch to take care of the Ketan. There's no Tzorech for the Gadol, they can take care of themselves. The other Tana holds Punk Fraker, Zochen Liyadam Shalai B'Fanav, Zochen Liyadam Shalai B'Fanav. Only for a Gadol. So that Tana probably holds it's not a Takana the Rabbanan. They only made a Takana on behalf of the Gadol, not on behalf of the Kohen. That Tana holds that it's not. Zachlam Shalifonim is a din deraisa. It's not a takon. We're not judging whether there's a tzor. A different word. Zachin lekatan, vein zachin lekat, zachin legadol, vein zachin ba'ad. Katan, because a katan is a la bar shlichas, a katan cannot appoint a shliach, and zachlam Shalifonim is something very similar to shlichas. So just like a nochri, the Gemara says in his Zeh Neshach Dafayin Aleph, since Leisle Shlichis or Leisle Shchia, if the Nachri would appoint a Yid to act on his behalf as a Shliach, it wouldn't work. So even if the Yid is going to act on his own, as Zachman Abishalafon also doesn't work. So that Tana holds there in Rav Basu Kuf Nutzayim. The same is true regarding Kotten. A Yiddish Kotten. Kotten cannot appoint a Shliach. So no one can act on behalf of the Kotten based on Zachman Abishalafon of either. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin Zachin the third time in Baba Basu Kufnin Zayin. We paskin Zachin Gamla Gadol, the Gamla Katan. So Tesis says here in Baba Mitzia Daf Ayin Aleph, half is deraisa, half is derabbanan. Zachin Baad Gadol is mederaisa. Zachin Baad Katan is only mederabbanan because Zachia is taka based on Shlichas. That's why there's no Zachia Baad Nachri, because the Nachri can't appoint a Shliach. No one can act as a Shliach on behalf of the Nachri. So no one can act as a shlich on behalf of the Kotten either. So since Zechiah works along the lines of Shlichis, so Zechiah bat Kotten is only a takona de Rabbana. And that's the way they had the Girsa. The Garsina Barov Svarim, most of the texts in the Gemara have the Girsa. Kotten is different from a Nachri. Why? A Nachri doesn't have Shlichis and he's not going to become a Bar Shlichis unless he'll convert. Unless he'll be in his God. But automatically on his own is not Osi Lechlal Shlichis. But the Kotten, he the Shlichis Leislei, he doesn't have shlichus, schia midirabbanan miha islay, because he's asi lechlav shlichus. That's how it says in the Gemara. So the girsa that Tosfos had is, schia midirabbanan miha islay, because he's asi lechlav shlichus, only midirabbanan. The Eishram de Lurga sinim midirabbanan, but other girsas have in the Gemara, that schia ba'at katan, it doesn't say that it's midirabbanan, and the other Rishonim hold all the chak misvara. They hold that schia works on behalf of a katan, minatora. Because Zechiah is nothing, is not based on Shlichas. Zechiah is not within the parsha of Shlichas. Zechiah Lamitam Shlichas, a different din. That was the Gemara's Havamina in Kiddush in the beginning of the second parak. The Gemara had the three pshatim in the parsha, Nosiecha, Nosiecha Lamata, Tikhu Lilcha, Lesaorets. So the Torah what did the Nisim represent all the members of the Shevet? So the first suggestion, the Gemara gave three pshatim. So the first suggestion was, the Nisim represented all the members of the Shevet Medin Shlichas. They all appointed the Nasi, the Rabban Shalom recommended this, a one-man slate. Everybody should vote for this candidate, and everybody voted. They appointed that Nasi as the Shliach. And then the Gemara said, it can't be, because there were many people in the Shevet who were Ketanim. So Kotten can't appoint the Shliach, so they scrapped that shot. That's not correct. Then the second shot was that the Nisiyim were not appointed by the members of the Shevet. The Rabban Shalom said, you do an act of Zachon Rabban Shalom on behalf of all the members of the Shevet. And that's why it works even on behalf of Ketanim. That was the whole kasha. How can it be that the Nisim represent the members of the Shevet Midin Shlichis if there's no Shlichis Lekotten? So the answer was not Midin Shlichis, Midin Zochen Am Shlav Efanam. Zochen works Menater, and Zochen Bat Kotten also works Menater. So then the Gemara slugs up that pshat and says it's wrong. They didn't say it's wrong because no Schia for a Kotten Menater. They slug it up and they said it's wrong because who says everybody's going to be happy with what they get? Who says that it's going to be Zohar? So you must scrap the second shot and say the third shot is that the Pasuk is based on the Pasuk teaches you the principle there is of upper troubles. And this Pasuk is not talking about Zohar. But you see, in the meanwhile, in the second shot that Gemara suggested, they were prepared to suggest that Zohar and the Yodam Shaloi Bafanov works Menatora on behalf of a Kata. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So Tosfos is forced into saying, yeah, that was a Havamina, but once the Gemara rejected it anyway, because who says that it's a Zechia? So they said instead, the correct shot is that the Nisim represent the members of the Shevet Midin, Apotropos. So everything in the second shot is rejected, even this idea that Zochin works min HaTorah for a Kotten is rejected, it's not really true. Zochin only works min the Rabbanim. But the other Rishonim hold no, all the Chachmi Svara, the Ran and the Rashbon, and the Ritvo, the Ramban, they all say from that Gemara you see that Zochin works Menatara for a Kotten. That Zechiah is Lamid in Shlichas. Zechiah is not a branch of the Din of Shlichas. It's a different Din. Zochin, wherever the Pasuk is, Zochin Am Shlai Befanov doesn't go with the same rules and regulations as Shlichas. Even for a Nachri Takta, it doesn't work. It's a little bit similar to Shlichas. That's the Gemara Dafayin Aleph in Isaiah Neshech. Since there's no Shlichas on behalf of the Nachri, so there can't be any Zechiah on behalf of a Nachri. I'll give you a matana to be kind of for the Nachri, he's not kind of. But if I give you a matana to be kind of for the Kotten, he will be kind of in a Torah, the Chachmi Svar hold, even though the Kotten wouldn't be able to appoint a Shliach, because Shlichas is, Zechiah is not identical with Shliach. Taisal Zechiah is just another branch of the Din of Shlichas, and the Chachmi Svar, hey, I hold it's not so. Tchiya is not a branch of the din of Shlita.
And if it's Ritam Apotrophus, you still have to tie that? Maybe this one wants the Bahar and this one wants the...
No, so that's the din of the Apotrophus. He has discretion to do whatever is reasonable. He can't do unreasonable things. Whatever is reasonable, even though he's not fully convinced that it's going to turn out, it's a letaiva that may turn out l'ro. So that's the din of Apotrophus. That's the din of Apotrophus. Well, Apotrophus is basically the same thing as Achman Shlevifonov. The difference is Apotrophus is appointed by Bezin. Apotrophus is one who is doing an act of Zachan who has the approval of the Bezin. So since he has the approval of the Bezin, so he has the right to determine that this is Latei Vosom. Are they going to scream later on, they're not happy? That's the Kerach, Makar Bezin Yofa. That's the Kerach of Apotrophus. Also, yeah, the Gemara draws a distinction between the Goy, the Nochri, and the Kotten. So the Taisa says that that's for, Taisa sheet is that that's for is only with the Rabban. That's why they have the gears. And he, the shlichus leislei, schia mid the rabbon and miya islei. And they hold the Ran and the Rashbo, and they hold that that svara works minatar, because they hold that the Gemara and Kiddushin is befeirish like that. The middle pshat and the nasiyach lamata, the middle pshat assume that zochen on behalf of the cotton works minatar. Right, that's mechusa meisim, right. The Nochri can always be osi the chlal shlichus if he'll convert, but Kozman he didn't convert, he's still a Nochri, he's mechus lamaisa. As opposed to a cotton, cotton's going to be higdel automatically, he's memelech osi. Right. So that's called osi the chlal shlichus. Right. So these are these were six different answers. Taisa asked the question, how does the cotton have any assets? So they gave six different answers. Echetimtsi he shoveled the snow. Echetimtsi yarshim from the father of Nochri. We had, and then Yerushalmi, a different shita. And then the Dasa Cheres Machna, and then they had a fifth answer was, I gave it to a Godel to be kind of for the cotton, but they scrapped. They don't like that answer, because Taisa holds that Zochan Adam Shloi Befonim, Zechia Ba'ad Cotton only works with the Rabbanon, because Zechia is a branch of Shlichus, and there's no Shlichus Le Cotton, so Zechia is only the Rabbanon, so they don't like that. Then Taisa is going to give a sixth answer later. When they deal with the other question that they have, the second half of the topic in Taisa, then they're going to give another answer to this question. So the second topic that Tosis raises is, how do you have a ger katan on the level of their eyes? If an adult, a person, 30 years old, comes and he says he wants to convert, he knows what he's talking about. So you have milo and tfilo and korban and you have das geris. Have a little baby, a 10-year-old child is alpidin alab bar das, so you're adopting a little baby a week old, a day old, you're adopting a little baby. So the katan is alab bar das. So how can you have how can you have any geiris and a cotton? So the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph raises the question. So the Gemara says, right, that's Tosfos in the very wide lines, about the seventh line, eighth line. So he quotes Perakama de Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph, Nal Ger Cotton, Madilam Asal Abdaz Bezdin, why? And he's a full-fledged geir. Tosfos says, he can marry a Jewish girl. Mikadosh Anish and Kedush HaNachal. And his children are Jewish, and do Chalitz and Yidma, L'chol Mibid Deraisa, everything is Minatur, it would appear from the Gemara. And the Gemara says it's based on Zachan Liyadam Shalai. The Gemara says Pshita. Zachan Liyadam Shalai Bifanov. The Gemara says Pshita that it works. So the Gemara explains that what's the Chiddush? Why do you need Omar Ravune? Ravune discovered America. Ger Kotman Bilamos Adaz Bezin. So the Gemara says, well, Mao de Tema, is it really every Nochri in the street wants to be a Yid? And he can't run around with a Shiksa girlfriend anymore. And he can't watch television on Shabbos. Yeah. He would rather lead an easy life. He has to keep kosher. And Taras HaMashpach, everything. There's so many restrictions. So Ma'u Detayim, it's not an act of Shchiya. So Kamash Malan the Gemara says, if you're dealing with an older Nochri who's already used to that style of living, so since he's used to it, so it's not so poshut that you're doing him a favor. If you're dealing with a baby, he wasn't yet doing time with the Yisura. So then the Gemara says, if it's a young child, then we assume that it's an act of Zohar. Kamash Malan, that it is an act of Zohar. So Tosfos Rekt HaKashe, what do you mean? Zochen le'adam shaloi b'fanach. Who's the Adam over here? It's a Nachri. You take a Nachri, a non-Jewish little child, we're converting him to make him Jewish. But the Gemara, we just read the Gemara in Bar Mitzia Dafayin Aleph. The Gemara says, if I want to give a matana to a Nachri who's not here, so I give you the matana, you should pick it up to be kind of a Nachri. The Gemara says there's no zechiyah for a Nachri. Not min HaTorah, not min HaRabbanan. They never even made a takana of the Rabbanan. Why? Because since the Nachri, he couldn't even have appointed a shliach if he tried. If he would appoint a shliach, it wouldn't work. So since his Eina B'Torah shliach is, So you cannot have anybody act on his behalf to apply the principle of Zochan the Yodam Shalai before him. So in fact, Teis HaKasha, how could the Gemara say, Amar Avune, a Ger Katan works because Zochan the Yodam Shalai before him? The Gemara said, Pshita, what do you need, Rav Hune? We know that on our own. So Teis said, what do you mean you know it on our own? We don't even understand it after he said it. The din of Zochan only applies to a Yi. It doesn't apply on behalf of a Nochri. He is doing an act of Geirus on the Nochri to make him into a Yi, to do a Taiva on behalf of the Nochri. So there's no din of Zochan on the Shalom Fana for a Nochri. So Taisus answers, Boin Kechon. Since Aideh HaGeirus, that Ayid, he becomes Jewish. So therefore it's considered Zochan Ba'ad Yisroel. Yeah, that's the Taisus. Yeah, on the second very wide line. On the second very wide line, Taisus Vim Taima. Echn is Gayer. How can you be Megayer him? It says in Ezan Eshech and Dafayim Beis, Kevin de Loas of the Chlal Shlichas, the Nachri is not a Bar Shlich, it cannot have a Shlich, now it's not going to happen automatically, he's never going to get a Shlich. So Leis Leis Chi, Afilim Adir Abba. So they say, no, the answer is, given this chiyos of Yodah Boin Kiecho, it's shiny. That's how they answer. That's how they answer. Yeah, that's one suggestion, yeah. But if you hold... But if you all like Taisus Geirus and that Dafayin Aleph and Bob Metzia, that Zochan Liyadim Shloi Befon about Mihef of a Koton is only the Rabbanon. So what good is it that it's Boin Keechot? So he's going to become Ayid, Ayidish Koton. So Ayidish Koton is also, the Schi is only the Rabbanon. So how can it be that he's Ayid? How can the Geirus be valid Minatari? We're talking about Pasuk over here. On the level of the Raisa, there's such an institution as a Geir Koton. How can it be? But it's chia for a cotton, it's chia for a cotton is on the rabbi. That's their kashal. So Tosis is going to work out two possibilities to farem for this kashal. It's talking again. This Tosis is very relevant in the Ge'er La'alochet. The last line of Tosis, the whole topic of this. Okay, maybe we'll have to save it for next week. Okay, good. So Hashem, next week is the regular Shem. 2 weeks is Chanukah. In this week's Sedrin, Parshas Vayishlach, the Pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu was returning back to Eretz Yisrael, so the Pasuk says, Vayovoi Yaakov Sholem Yir Shchem, that he came to the city Shchem, Vayichan Aspneho Yir. So the Gemara Shabbos and Perek Lamed Madlikin has three interpretations on three Amoran give different suggestions on the Pasuk. So one shot is that Yaakov Avinu, Vayichan Miloshen Chayn, he gave chayin to the cities. One pshat was he instituted merchatzos for them. He taught them lessons on hygiene. The other pshat is that he instituted matbeya. He taught them how to have a monetary system. And the other pshat was that he introduced the shvakim. You have shopping malls and centers. How to have world trade. You know, big stuff. How to develop civilization. That he did give all the gezachim for the city. And then on the other hand, the Medrash Rabbah has a comment on the pasuk Vayichan Miloshen Chanoya, not Miloshen Chayin, that he was kaveh tchumen, that he stayed outside of the city. He didn't move inside. Vayichan as penehuir, he didn't want to move into the city, and he figured out the tchum Shabbos ends over there. And he told us he came erev Shabbos bein Hashmoshes, came late, and he said I can't believe this. He can't go past tchum Shabbos. So you have the two opposite. Midrashim, the comments that the Gemara made, the comments that the Medrash makes, it's not a contradiction. Like Rav Soloveitchik has in his collected drushes on the pasuk that Avram Avinu said, Ger b'toshav anochi yimochim. So he says he's a ger and he's a toshav. He's going to work together with everybody else to improve the economy and to improve the hygiene and to improve the monetary system and everything and the merchatzos and the shvakim and everything. We have an obligation to work with everybody else, to work on cancer cures and to work on safety and everything, altsmetananda. But on the other hand, he says he's a ger. In that sense, he's a taisha. But on the other hand, he's a ger, totally different. He has nothing to do with anybody else. So they're both kavanas that the Medrash says the opposite direction, but everybody has all of it. All of us have this. We're all a b'china of ger and toshev at the same time. He has no shaykhis with anybody else. He lives outside of the city. He doesn't want to live in the Goyisha community. And it's kabeah tchum Shabbos, and he tells his children, he can't go past a certain point. We all live in the outside world. We all, everybody goes to business, even those who sit in yeshiva all day. We're surrounded on the outside with the outside world. I remember years ago, Rav Kook from Rehovot once came to the yeshiva, Yom Yerushalayim, or Yom Atzmud, whatever it was. So he was telling over, he enjoyed so much the mesiba that they had in the yeshiva. They were talking and learning and singing nigunim and everything. So he said, they tell over the chassidish maisa, the chassidish vitz, that the three chassidim were vying with each other, whose rebbe is greater. So one rebbe, one chassid says, my rebbe is such a bal moifes, he was once walking and it started to rain. And the rebbe walked in the middle, it was rain to the right, it was rain to the left, in the middle it was dry. Amoifes. The other one says, my Rebbe is a bigger Balmaifus than your Rebbe. He was once walking, not stam, rain. Sometimes it rains on one side of the street and it doesn't rain on the other side of the street. It doesn't rain all over, all the time. So he says, a bigger Maifus, that the Rebbe was walking and it got dark. So there was dark to the right and dark to the left. And the Rebbe walked in the middle and it was light. So bigger Maifus, that it wasn't dark in the middle. Then the third one, the third chassid says, my Rebbe is a bigger Balmaifus. He says, my Rebbe was traveling on Friday afternoon and it got late. And it was Shkia, Tzeis HaKhamsa, it was Shabbos to the right and Shabbos to the left, and the Rebbe was going, it was Chol in the middle, a big Amoifus. So they tell us that Tachsidah Shadid. So he was saying, so Rav Kook said, but he comes here to the yeshiva, he sees a big Amoifus. There's Chol to the right and Chol to the left, and there's Kodesh in the middle. That's a big Amoifus. In the middle of Manhattan, we live in the middle of a Goyish society, so we're surrounded our room and our room. When we go to work, we go to an office with a Nochrim. So the mamish, well, mamish in the middle of everything. But even if you sit in the base medrash a whole day, it's also a maifis, that there's chol to the right and chol to the left, there's chol all around and around, and you have kodesh in the middle. It's not so easy to maintain the status of kodesh in the middle. It's a big maifis, that it should be chol all around the kodesh in the middle. You have to be careful that it shouldn't be swallowed up. So all of us have to be careful about this. We have to relate to the outside world, the b'chinas toishav. And we have to have a tchum, we have to be kaveh tchum, and to know ad kan v'lo yaseh, that we do not blend in with the others, that it's a ger v'toshev at the same time. And that's what Yaakov Avinu tells his brother Esav in the opening line in the parsha. He says, Malovan garti, and Rashi quotes in the Medrash, that garti is the same osias as Taryag, Taryag Yitzushamarti. He lived with Lavan, he lived with the outside, with the Ramai in person, with the Eved Avodah Zarah, with the Trochim and everything, Avodah Zarah, Gilav Ashir Chazdam, everything. But Tayag Mitzu Shamarti, he had nothing to do with him. He led his own style of living. It's a tremendous maifis that we all have to work very hard to retain. We have to maintain his maifis.
Has on Schiyam et Hamshlichas, the Machlekes, the Chachmei Tzvarad, and the Chachmei Tzarpas, on Schiyam et Hamshlichas. I did the Darchim Moshe yesterday. Very difficult, a lot of loose ends, but it was very interesting. But who, does Rav Shimon have any?
Mil took everything from Rav Shimon.
I know, that's what I figured.
Rav Shimon does that. Rav said over here, in this place, I'll have to say it over.
To do it over. Very good.
One of the boys printed in the Beisit Stok many years ago. He printed over the Shurim in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a good
I gave all of my notes to the guys. The one guy wrote over the Shurim in this place.
Yeah, but the Rabbeinu Peretz thing you have in your Sefer, that you have the Rabbeinu Peretz with the Chatzim Shemesh, you had that written very nicely. Very
and this I have also a little bit. I have an essay in the Ikri Atzon about the Zochin Meyodom, about Aprashas Maisis. I wrote up part of the Shurim.
And that
Yeah.
Fine. I'll look it up.
Yes,
one said Rosh Hashan Parshas Vayishlach. He said this word, but a little in a different way. He said Yaakov prepared himself for three things: a Dovin, Tzvila, and Mechomer. That sometimes you have to have Dovin for a guy. You're nice to them. You work with them. Sometimes you Mechomer with a guy. You can't give it everything. You need to to tell you one to have done and one to have another.
Sorry.
Regarding the Yanin, it's a letter shatit that says, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Mishpare, the Moshe, Matana Tevi Yeshli Beis Gnozai, Mishad Shmur, Leif, Mo, Tel Bnei Yisrael, I'm giving it to them. Tehum Tehesas, Mashallah, Tehi Mishpare, Shabbos,
it's also Zechiah.
Yeah,
that's what he suggests. The whole Torah may be Zechiah. Maybe.
somebody, when you know,